KJAN Sports.
And good morning at 20 minutes after 7. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of sports. Our sports is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz says a young but improving USC defense will provide a challenge in the Holiday Bowl. The 16th-ranked Hawkeyes and 22nd-ranked Trojans collide Friday night in San Diego.
You know, some of the teams they've played, Oregon, I think, had a heavy emphasis on running the ball. These guys had a pretty good plan to slow some of that down. You know, Arizona State has a good back. These guys did a good job of bottling him up and slowing him down a little bit. So it just looks like to me, and you start with their structure, they really want to force you to throw the ball and see if you can execute and beat them with those plays. So, you know, I think that's obviously the key.
Aaron says improvement on defense was a big factor in USC winning 5 of its last 6 games to close the regular season.
I think they have one senior playing for them defensively. The middle linebacker is a good player. But other than that, you look at their 2-deep and it's all freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, they had a lot of growing pains early in the year. I think they look a little bit different now than they did maybe 9-10 games ago, and certainly have kind of found their way and I think got a little bit more comfortable with a couple guys in that lineup. Just expecting a pretty big challenge from these guys.
Friday's game will be the final one in an Iowa uniform for quarterback Nate Stanley. Ferentz has been impressed by Stanley's ability to handle adversity.
If you're going to compete, if you're going to be a competitor, things aren't going to go your way all the time. And there's going to be ups and downs, and there's going to be highs and lows. And, you know, you just think about a guy like Nate Stanley. He's handled it all with class, with grace, probably more so than other people along the way. And I have a ton of respect for that.
Reminder, you can hear that game beginning at 5 o'clock with the pregame show here on KJAN this Friday evening. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones are focused on playing well and not what a victory in the Camping World Bowl would mean for their program. ISU plays 15th-ranked Notre Dame Saturday in Orlando.
We've tried to take every opportunity and every day, one day at a time, and I know it's a little bit of a cliche answer, but I think that's what's allowed us to try to maximize and continue to grow through this process of building this football program. And, you know, not really worrying about, you know, maybe what a game can do or not do, but almost kind of saying, man, where have we done a really good job? Where have we failed? And how can we use this extended time to continue to close the gap to who we want to be and what we want to become?
A victory will give the Cyclones a third straight eight-win season.
You know, when you play an opponent like this who's got elite talent all over the place, you know, it demands you having to be your best, and we either will or we won't be able to kind of compete at our best next Saturday. But I think, man, what an opportunity with this football team in 19 to kind of put a great close to the season.
Notre Dame is 10-2 on their season. The Iowa State men's basketball team returns to practice on Friday. The Cyclones close out a non-conference on New Year's Eve against Florida A&M.
Non-conference is great, and you want to try to get some quality wins. But at the end of the day, you define by what you do in the conference, and that's what our focus needs to be.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who said the Cyclones are gearing up for the start of Big 12 play.
We'll be able to practice the 27th through the 30th. That'd give us 4 good days, get them back in shape, get them in the swing of things, get another home game, you know, and then it'll all be about preparing for TCU from there, and then it's on with Kansas at home, Oklahoma home, and then that's where, like I said, you're ultimately judged.
Sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton said the Cyclones need to become more consistent.
We have to find consistency. You know, I think we're kind of, you know, we have some experienced dudes, but we're kind of a young group, you know, I would say. And I think we just have to, you know, find consistency throughout the whole team and, you know, bundle those up and keep it rolling.
Iowa State is 7-4 on their season. Elsewhere in sports, the major professional sports leagues took the day off on Christmas Eve. The NHL begins a 3-day holiday break. The NBA is back in action today with 5 Christmas Day games. The 5-game NBA schedule is a little lacking thanks to injuries, though. Toronto, hosting Boston in its first Christmas home game, is playing without Pascal Siakam, Mark Gasol, and Norman Powell. Golden State, the team the Raptors beat for the NBA title, has been going without Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, leaving the Warriors without much of their firepower, which they will likely need to beat high-scoring Houston at home. And, of course, New Orleans has played all season without number one pick Zion Williamson, the chief reason the Pelicans got on the Christmas schedule in the first place. They visit Denver in the nightcap. The Denver Nuggets have signed coach Michael Malone to a contract extension through the 2023 season. Malone has steadily helped to build in the Nuggets' into a Western Conference contender since taking over in 2015-16. Denver advanced to the second round of the playoffs last season. Malone guided the Nuggets to 33 wins in his first season at the helm. They jumped to 40 wins, then 46 and 54 last season, including the league's best home record. Denver is off to a 21-8 start this season behind the play of the versatile big man Nikola Jokic and point guard Jamal Murray. Malone also had his contract extended with Denver on October 17th of 2018. He has a 194-163 record with Denver. That puts him fourth in franchise history in wins among head coaches. And in the NFL, Travis Kelce came out of college with a bit of a baggage after he was suspended for an entire season at Cincinnati. But he's made the Chiefs look brilliant for taking a chance on him. Kelce already has become the first tight end in NFL history with four consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons. And with eight catches for 74 yards in last week's 26-3 romp in Chicago, he became the first with back-to-back seasons of at least 1,200 yards. Kelce will be heading yet to another Pro Bowl this season, unless the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl instead. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.